This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The largest hospital in Gaza is struggling to care for its patients and keep its staff safe, says the BBC's Orla Garon in Jerusalem.
Crammed inside, along with 600 patients, about 2,000 people who have sought refuge. Israel says it has opened a safe evacuation corridor. A source in the hospital told the BBC that's totally untrue.
There are bullets everywhere, especially near the windows, so no one inside the hospital can move.
Israel claims that Hamas hides beneath Al-Shifa and operates a command center below ground.
At least six Palestinians were killed early this morning in the occupied West Bank by Israeli forces. According to Palestinian media, there are fears the West Bank could erupt into a bigger conflict and become a new front in the Israel-Hamas war. Police arrested dozens of protesters in Oakland Monday night, hours after they entered the rotunda of a federal building and refused to leave. More than 700 Jewish people and their allies wore black T-shirts declaring, "Jews say ceasefire now." A plan by Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson to keep the government funded past Friday is facing opposition from Democrats as well as from some of Johnson's fellow Republicans. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
There have been Democrats who've called this proposal bizarre and reckless, but they haven't called it dead. There are no major cuts to any programs. There's no controversial policies added. But it's got this strange dynamic where it has one-third of the government funded through January, the other two-thirds, including the Pentagon, through February. And that has struck people as weird or untenable.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says a fire that caused the indefinite closure of part of busy Interstate 10 in downtown Los Angeles was deliberately set. CBS's Carter Evans says it's a mess.
300,000 vehicles normally pass through here every day. Other freeways and surface streets are now gridlocked.
It's been taking us about 45 minutes where it used to take us about 10.
Inspectors walked along the roadway and poured through debris underneath.
Some of that is damaged enough to say we're going to have to replace it.
The U.S. Supreme Court now has an ethics code, said CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The court has always conducted its business out of view of the public. That all has changed in recent years for various reasons, social media, the internet, the pandemic, and the Dobbs abortion decision, along with a wildly popular documentary on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, explains part of the reasons for this new transparency.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The largest hospital in Gaza is struggling to care for its patients and keep its staff safe, says the BBC's Orla Garon in Jerusalem.
Crammed inside, along with 600 patients, about 2,000 people who have sought refuge. Israel says it has opened a safe evacuation corridor. A source in the hospital told the BBC that's totally untrue.
There are bullets everywhere, especially near the windows, so no one inside the hospital can move.
Israel claims that Hamas hides beneath Al-Shifa and operates a command center below ground.
At least six Palestinians were killed early this morning in the occupied West Bank by Israeli forces, according to Palestinian media. There are fears the West Bank could erupt into a bigger conflict and become a new front in the Israel-Hamas war. Police arrested dozens of protesters in Oakland Monday night, hours after they entered the rotunda of a federal building and refused to leave. More than 700 Jewish people and their allies wore black T-shirts declaring, "Jews say ceasefire now." A plan by Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson to keep the government funded past Friday is facing opposition from Democrats as well as from some of Johnson's fellow Republicans. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
There have been Democrats who've called this proposal bizarre and reckless, but they haven't called it dead. There are no major cuts to any programs. There's no controversial policies added. But it's got this strange dynamic where it has one-third of the government funded through January, the other two-thirds, including the Pentagon, through February. And that has struck people as weird or untenable.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says a fire that caused the indefinite closure of part of busy Interstate 10 in downtown Los Angeles was deliberately set. CBS's Carter Evans says it's a mess.
300,000 vehicles normally pass through here every day. Other freeways and surface streets are now gridlocked.
It's been taking us about 45 minutes where it used to take us about 10.
Inspectors walked along the roadway and poured through debris underneath.
Some of that is damaged enough to say we're going to have to replace it.
The U.S. Supreme Court now has an ethics code, said CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The court has always conducted its business out of view of the public. That all has changed in recent years for various reasons, social media, the internet, the pandemic, and the Dobbs abortion decision, along with a wildly popular documentary on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It explains part of the reasons for this new transparency.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The largest hospital in Gaza is struggling to care for its patients and keep its staff safe, says the BBC's Orla Guerin in Jerusalem.
Crammed inside, along with 600 patients, about 2,000 people who have sought refuge. Israel says it has opened a safe evacuation corridor. A source in the hospital told the BBC that's totally untrue.
There are bullets everywhere, especially near the windows, so no one inside the hospital can move.
Israel claims that Hamas hides beneath Al-Shifa and operates a command center below ground.
At least six Palestinians were killed early this morning in the occupied West Bank by Israeli forces, according to Palestinian media. There are fears the West Bank could erupt into a bigger conflict and become a new front in the Israel-Hamas war. Police arrested dozens of protesters in Oakland Monday night, hours after they entered the rotunda of a federal building and refused to leave. More than 700 Jewish people and their allies wore black T-shirts declaring, "Jews say ceasefire now." A plan by Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson to keep the government funded past Friday is facing opposition from Democrats as well as from some of Johnson's fellow Republicans. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
There have been Democrats who've called this proposal bizarre and reckless, but they haven't called it dead. There are no major cuts to any programs. There's no controversial policies added. But it's got this strange dynamic where it has one-third of the government funded through January, the other two-thirds, including the Pentagon, through February. And that has struck people as weird, or untenable.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says a fire that caused the indefinite closure of part of busy Interstate 10 in downtown Los Angeles was deliberately set. CBS's Carter Evans says it's a mess.
300,000 vehicles normally pass through here every day. Other freeways and surface streets are now gridlocked.
It's been taking us about 45 minutes where it used to take us about 10.
Inspectors walked along the roadway and poured through debris underneath.
Some of that is damaged enough to say we're going to have to replace it.
The U.S. Supreme Court now has an ethics code, said CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The court has always conducted its business out of view of the public. That all has changed in recent years for various reasons, social media, the internet, the pandemic, and the Dobbs abortion decision, along with a wildly popular documentary on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It explains part of the reasons for this new transparency.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/...
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
Can I take a minute and put this into context a little bit? Because I had the chance over the weekend, as I said, to kind of catch up on some stuff. Trevor Noah, longtime host of The Daily Show, comedian. Actually, he's in Chicago this week.
Right.
Great guy, I think. He has a new podcast called What Now? And we're going to talk about this more in our show later on this afternoon. But he put something out on Instagram this weekend or last week, which I thought was fantastic. And he talked about the need to have conversations and that just having conversations cannot be the dangerous part. If we're afraid to have a conversation, that in and of itself is dangerous. And I think what we see here is, whether it's Trump's spokesperson or this other issue that we're going to talk about a bit later in Ohio, if we're afraid and we can't even have thoughtful conversations, we're in a bad spot. And to your point, Jane, this sort of rhetoric, it's dangerous and it has to be called out. And it can't just be, oh, all Republicans are terrible. It's like, no, this is a specific instance where the leading person that's leading the Republican nomination ticket is taking things from Mein Kampf and Hitler, and this just has to be called out for what it is.
I absolutely agree with you, which is why we wanted to kick off with this topic. Words matter. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Words matter.
Yeah.
The words that you choose, words are powerful. The pen is mightier than the sword. That's where that phrase mm-hmm. comes from. And I think it's important for people to recognize also that when he sends out these messages, it's never unifying. It's always, you know, to my supporters, great, and then the haters and losers. Mm-hmm. The haters and losers are all the people who do not support me. And I'm assuming the haters and losers and his non-supporters also deserve to have our existence crushed. Mm-hmm. Right? I think that's a fair assumption.
I think it's a total fair assumption. And again, what disturbs me as well and frustrates me, quite frankly, is the media, whether it's the New York Times and some of their headlines over the weekend regarding this, they love to play up or play down what Trump is saying. You saw very little coverage on Saturday of President Biden's speech, which was fantastic. He was at Arlington National Cemetery. He stood there and talked in unifying terms, never brought up a partisan attack whatsoever, and spoke about his son, Bo, being a veteran and going there. And his dad looked at him and he said, why are you doing this? And Bo said,